1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Sister Rosini, you certainly had a lot of stuff for 3 days.
Oh, no, just the basics.
Oh, that's Italian for I left the major appliances at home.
Where do you want this, Mrs. Rosini?
No, where's my goldfish?
I think he's in the cat.
I've got him.
Thank God.
Get that filthy animal out of here.
Don't worry, we're putting the cat out.
What cat?
Please, Mother, she's been through a really rough time.
Oh, it was awful. This woman was murdered right across the hall from me.
I told that guy, left at the stairway.
Mona, Mrs. Rosini's building's been cordoned off by the police. She's going to be here for a while, so you try to be nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Have a lovely stay. It's nice to see you. God, what a hideous outfit.
I was that close.
There's a time for love and a time for living. Take a chance and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two.
Angela, get a whiff of that, huh? Mrs. Rosini's homemade gravy.
It's wonderful.
No. It's better than wonderful, Angela. It's heaven. It's paradise. It's Brooklyn.
Oh, come on.
And this time, I can't stay out too late. I've got to be in the operating room by 10.
Well, so you're a little late. You all wear masks. Who's going to notice?
Hey, wait a minute. Where are you going? Where are you going? You're going to miss Mrs. Rosini's big dinner.
Ah, oh, gee, you'd almost think I planned it that way.
Come on, you two. Why don't you stay? She's made a ton of food.
Yeah. Thanks, but we have reservations at a nice, quiet, cozy restaurant.
Mona, wait!
Run like hell.
You gotta stay for dinner. I've been sweating like a pig over a hot stove for hours.
Well, my mouth is watering.
Eat up, eat up. I got 140 more gallons in the kitchen.
She only made half a batch.
There goes my beeper.
I'm sorry. I guess I shouldn't be sitting so close.
Hey, the phone's in the kitchen here, Doc.
Oh, thank you.
Hurry back. What?
You really like this one?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mother, I saw you holding hands underneath the table.
Mona's got a boyfriend. Mona's got a boyfriend.
Put a sock in it. Go put some music on. It'd be better than listening to you.
Blushing.
Mona's blushing. Mona's blushing. Mona broke my shit.
Any little ditties that you want to sing?
Mother wants Sinatra, so you... What's the matter?
Clifford, Mrs. Rosini. Clifford, Mrs. Rosini.
What are you talking about? Oh, my God! Clifford, Mrs. Rosini!
Oh, sure, when I said it, you didn't believe me.
Where is my my Sinatra. Do I have to kick some shin?
Kick some shin, that's good.
What's going on in that kitchen?
Nothing. Why?
Well, where's dinner? I'm starved.
Well, they're heating it up in there. Mrs. Rosini is heating it up in there.
Well, I'm going to light a fire under her.
Oh, don't worry. That's been handled.
Mona, don't. So the conference has been moved to 9:30. Yeah, well, no problem, Rick. Thanks. Okay, great. Woo! Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah. No rest for the wicked, huh, Cliff?
Okay, I'm ready to serve the linguine.
Isn't that scallopini?
Linguine, scallopini? Are you here to eat or nitpick? Okay. Okay, everybody, sit down and dig in.
Tony, I was sitting there.
Well, you know, when the music stops, you grab a chair.
I didn't hear any music.
Well, I did.
I'll drink to that.
Oh, great. He's a lush, too.
Hey, look, I got something to say to you.
Oh, Tony, you were telling me the funniest story about your trip to the grocery store today. Why don't you tell us all that story?
I bought beets. I'm back.
I seem to remember it being a little longer.
All right. So I was on the express line, and this guy in front of me, he's got 11 items, right? So I got 9 items. So I say to him, "Hey, buddy, are you rubbing my leg?"
Did that guy have red hair and heart-shaped sunglasses?
Sorry, Tony, I was just stretching my legs.
Uh-huh, stretching your legs. Now, look, I got something to say to you.
Oh, my! What a funny story. And so well told. Tony, could I speak to you for a minute, please?
I don't want to leave a room.
Excuse us.
I'm dealing with this guy. All right, that's it. He's out. He's finished. He's toast.
Tony, do not make a scene.
Angela, the guy was kissing Mrs. Rosini. Now he's two-timing your mother. Don't you care?
Of course I care, but we're going to discuss it after he leaves, privately, calmly, and behind closed doors.
Or we could discuss it openly and loudly while I'm log-rolling that guy down the street.
Tony, please, this is not the time or the place.
Okay, you're right. They're adults. I'm just gonna mind my own business. I'm gonna butt out and butt out.
Zach.
After you.
Thank you.
I would like to propose a toast to friends, family, and loved ones.
That's it. You're out of here. Let's go. You're out. Get out. I'll give you why, you kitchen Casanova. Get out and stay out. And watch out for the cat.
So, ready for dessert?
I'm sorry, Mona. I don't know what happened. I got caught up. It was bigger than both of us.
Wait just a minute. Lips that have touched mine have touched that?
Normally, I'd cold cock you for that. But I know that you're speaking out of pain.
I'll show you pain.
Oh, now, wait a second. What's the matter with you two? You're fighting over a man? And not much of a man either, I might add. Oh. Don't move. Oh, it's Clifford.
May I come in?
Why? Somebody here you haven't kissed yet?
Well, I suppose you've heard by now. I'm sorry, Mona. And Carmen.
Carmella.
What's the matter? You couldn't come up for air long enough to get her name straight?
Please, let me explain. I really am not a ladies' man. Since my wife died, I don't think that I've gone out with maybe 2 or 3 women at the most.
Yeah, probably at the same time, eh, Cliff?
And then when I met Mona and lightning struck.
Huh.
And then it struck again. Now, they say lightning can't happen twice. But for me, it has.
Oh, pick up your pants. It's too late to save your shoes. All right, look,
I think we've heard enough, right, ladies?
Let him talk.
Go on, Clifford. Go on.
Now, wait a minute. You're not going to fall for this torn between two lovers baloney, are you? It's the oldest story in a book, right, Angela? Angela?
Well, no, I think it's possible for someone to care for more than one person at one time.
No way. Absolutely not. It's impossible.
Well, what about you and the Benedetti twins?
Well, that was different. I didn't even know there were two of them. I thought I was going out with one girl who never got tired.
Now, it's going to take a long time for me to sort out my feelings, because both of you have stirred up something deep inside of me. I'm sorry if I hurt either one of you. And if you never want to see me again, I accept that.
Oh, I'll stand by you, Cliffy, as long as it takes for you to realize I'm your woman.
I'll wait, too, till morning, when you see her in broad daylight.
Goodbye, Carmela. Goodbye, Mona.
You know, I've had just about enough of your insults.
Oh, yeah. Well, come and get me, sister.
Oh, 2 years, will you? Neutral corners now. Go to your rooms. Stop it. Go upstairs. Can you believe what's going on here?
Mrs. Rossini making a pass at Clifford like that.
Whoa. Wait a minute, Angela. Clifford himself said he started it.
Well, maybe so, but obviously Mrs. Rossini had to give him the green light.
Mrs. Rossini's green light's been burned out for years, Angela. And anyway, I mean, why shouldn't she get the guy? Mona gets millions of guys.
Oh, please. There is no excuse for her going after mother's boyfriend like that. Besides, she's only going to get her heart broken.
Hold it. I don't think Mrs. Rossini was after anybody. But if she was, I think she would have a pretty good shot.
Oh, Tony, come on. Let's face it. Mrs. Rossini's a wonderful woman, but she's way out of her league.
Oh, hey. You're talking about the woman who was like a second mother to me.
So? Mother's like a first mother to me. I saw them holding hands under the table. There was love there, Tony.
Yeah, well, I felt them rubbing my leg under the table. There was love there, Angela.
Well, Mother deserves to get this man, and I'm going to make sure she does.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think Mrs. Rossini deserves to get this man, and I'm going to make sure she does.
Will you stop saying whatever I say?
Whatever you say.
Hush, little baby. Sleep.
They're home.
Wow, looks like you had a great time at the street fair.
Yeah.
Hey, Cliff, one big at the pitch and toss, huh?
No, I throw like a girl. Carmela's the one with a flamethrower.
Oh, she's quite a girl, huh?
Yeah.
A great cook and a great curveball.
Oh, Tony.
Hello.
Hey,
look at all the stuff they won at the carnival.
They couldn't guess your weight, huh?
And what a contrast to the romantic evening you have planned, Mother.
Well, it's really not very much. Just an intimate little evening at my place.
That sounds nice. A quiet evening at home.
Who said anything about quiet?
I'll see you tonight.
Yes.
Hey, you're doing great. I can tell he's crazy about you.
Who are you kidding? I got him pitching baseball. She's got him pitching woo. I can't compete with the Tony.
Oh, yes, you can, Mrs. Rossini. You just be yourself. That's what he fell for in the first place.
Yeah, but I'm not sexy, Tony.
Oh, yes, you are. You absolutely are sexy.
What do you find sexy about me?
Well, it's not one specific thing, Mrs. Rossini. It's like the sum total of all the parts is greater. Your eyes. Oh, you got sexy eyes, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You really think so?
Absolutely. Hey, look, you're sexy, and I want to hear you say it.
I am sexy.
Come on, I want to hear it now. Come on, say it.
I am sexy.
Come on now, one more time. Loud as hell.
I am sexy!
Just pathetic.
And then the Papa Bear said, somebody's been eating my porridge.
And then he eats it and dies.
No, he doesn't.
He did when Mona read it.
Yeah. Busy?
No, all done. She doesn't read them as good as you do, Mona.
I know. Well, tomorrow night, how about Nightmare on Sesame Street?
Mother, come here. How was your date?
Well, it went great. Except that he talked about her all night. I'm losing him, Angela. To Mrs. Rosini?
Oh, no, you're not. Don't say that.
Oh, it's true. She can offer Clifford something I can, and he keeps talking about how warm and motherly and nurturing she is.
Oh, well, Mother, you're very nurturing.
Get your sweaty hands off me.
I'm sorry.
You see, I am the exact opposite of Mrs. Rosini, and for some bizarre reason, that's what he seems to want. Well, he can have her.
Oh, no. No, Mother, you can't give up. You are just as warm and giving as Mrs. Rosini.
Please.
No, you are. I remember when I was 6 years old and I fell off my bike and I skinned my knee. You picked me up and you kissed it and you made it all better.
That was your father, Angela.
Oh, that's right.
You were the one who shot out my tire.
Yeah.
But you said you were sorry.
That's right. And I really meant it, too, at the time. I guess that means I am a warm, caring, loving person.
That's the spirit. Yeah.
Now, if I could just get Mrs. Rosini on a bike.
What are you doing?
Making a little snack.
6 pounds of lasagna?
I skip breakfast.
I know what you're doing, Angela. You bought all that food, and now you're going to try to pass it off as Mona's cooking to Clifford.
So what if I am? She's my mother, and I want to help her.
That's cheating. If Mona's going to win this, she should win it on her own.
Well, I feel...
Tony? Are you wearing perfume?
No.
Yes, you are. I smell insatiable. I smell sensation. I smell Liaison by Lady Lace.
Well, I'm exploring my feminine side.
You are not. You are out buying perfume to make Mrs. Rosini more sexy. Now that is cheating.
All right. So I was. I just want Mrs. Rosini to be at her best for her date with Clifford tonight.
She doesn't have a date with Clifford tonight. Mother's cooking dinner for him. I should know. It cost me a fortune.
This food's for tonight?
Yes.
I'll get it. Don't bother. It's for me.
No, it's for me. Back off, babe.
You're both right.
Hi, Cliff. Double dating tonight?
Did I mess up?
Oh, forget about it, Cliff. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute. Just tell her that you're going out with me tonight.
Over my dead body.
All right, look. It's time for you to make a decision, Cliff. This has gone on long enough.
You're absolutely right. I have to make a decision. Yes. It's not fair to either one of them. So, I pick, Mona.
Yes!
Oh, but I'm going to miss Carmella so much, I pick you. Oh,
hooray!
How can I do without my sweet Mona?
Clifford, make a decision.
Come on already, it's been a week.
Okay. This is my decision. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
I will make the decision. Cliff, you're a wimp. And I should have seen that from the beginning. Carmella... he's yours.
Yeah, I don't know if I want him now.
You're right. Even you deserve something better.
Time's up, Cliffo. Let's see what you've lost. It's both women. Oh, let's see what you've won. It's behind door number one. It's a car. It's your car. Yeah. He's a wimp.
Can you imagine the two of us fighting over that guy? And the worst part, he made two dear friends fight. Oh, no. Oh, no. She's got that look in her eye.
You know what I want. I want a little hug.
I've got a better idea. Do you like to ride a bike?
Alf, are you sure this is a good idea?
You know, man, sheesh. Everything's back to normal, thank goodness. Hey, yeah. Let's make a deal, all right? From now on, we don't get involved in any family squabbles.
Agreed.
All right.
Oh, thought for a minute those two were going to duke it out.
Lucky for Mona they didn't, because you know Mrs. Rossini is bad. Sheesh, you would have mopped the floor up with her.
Are you kidding? Mother could punch her lights out.
I got 20 bucks says Big Red don't last two rounds.
You're on. Mother!
Miss Rossini!